all the listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We start by praising Allah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen, nabiyyana wa habibana Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Respected honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and all the other radio stations which would be or could be tuned in this morning. Alhamdulillah, all praise, all gratitude, all might, all power, all supremacy, all magnificence, all perfection, all excellence belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to send His choicest peace, blessings, salutations, salam upon our beloved leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find ourselves in the last week of the auspicious month of Rabi'ul Awwal. This month had witnessed the most important day in the history of humankind, in that the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest personality ever to grace and to walk the face of this earth, was born in this month and came into this world in this month of Rabi'ul Awwal. We understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan where he is operating on two systems. System one is the brain, the body, all the faculties which he houses, etc. This is all system one. Now, this is automatic in that, for example, we are breathing in and breathing out. We don't have to give any thought to this. We don't have to think, where's the oxygen, so I must breathe it in, and I just breathed out carbon dioxide. I should not put my face there to re-breathe it in. This is totally automatic. Wallahi, we are sitting and taking breaths, and we are even unaware of this. The blood is flowing throughout our blood body, and the blood circulation is facilitating the entire existence of the body, but we are unaware of this. We don't have to give any thought to, hey, my blood must circulate properly. We, for example, perhaps have had a nice, good breakfast, and we were driving to work, and we reached work, etc., but we absolutely didn't have to think of how this food is going to be digested. The entire digestive system is working automatically. So this is just automatic, is by the fadl and karam and by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. System two is the spiritual self. This is the heart. Now the only way insan can reach his optimum, can reach his mission or his purpose of life, and to be successful in that, is if system one and system two become totally in alignment, they become in sync with one another. Now we look and we understand that there must be a communication between system one and system two in order to facilitate this union of system and to bring it into sync and into alignment. So what is the language? What is the mode of communication between these two systems? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran that بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه. Allah says, verily we have created insan. You think we are not aware of the whispers that go on inside of you? الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. So meaning that there is language, there is a communication, there is a dialogue between these two systems. So we need to understand what is the language that has to be used, or what is the language that is being used in, or that needs to be used in order to bring this into sync between the two systems. So we would look at the history, if we go throughout the history of humankind, from the time of the inception and the birth of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to the present day, if we look at the entire history of humankind, then we would find that the only period in which man actually really became in sync and his two systems became totally aligned was in the era of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought him down to a people, a nation that, you know, was stooped in jahiliyyah. They were arrogant people. They were a people of aggression and violence and hard-heartedness. If we look at the superpowers of the time, who were the superpowers of that time? We look at the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire. These were the so-called superpowers of the time, but they had ignored these people. They had ignored the Arabs because they had seen that, you know what, it would not make sense even to conquer them and bring them under your territory and try and control them because they would be uncontrollable. It would be virtually impossible to try and rule and control these people. Why? Because they were people who were unruly. The people who are aggressive and violent, they would fight you and they would oppose you all the time. For generations, they would continue that fight. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that, you know, when we speak of hisab and we speak of accounting of our deeds on Qiyamah, then the first thing that would be taken to account would be your salah. So in terms of huququllah, the salah would be the first thing that would be questioned and would be taken into account. And when it comes to huququl ibad, then the first hisab, the first faslas that would be made would be on murder. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is not the murder that, you know, Habil and Qabil, what we think of the first murder in the history of humankind. Nay, this would be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that those fathers who had buried their daughters alive, who had killed their daughters, they would be the first to be brought to account because these little girls had no idea. They did not even know the reason why they were being murdered. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless a family through His permission with a beautiful daughter. She would enter this world by the permission of Allah, and immediately her father's face would become red with anger. He would probably choke her to death immediately, or otherwise take the child and throw it into a hole and bury it alive. Understand? So this was a people who had such hard-heartedness within them. And in a short space of time of 23 years, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought these same individuals to where they reached the rank of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. That Allah says, I am pleased with them, they are pleased with me. Understand, they reached the highest pinnacle of achievement and success. So whichever language the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to bring these two systems of their system one and system two in alignment, this is what we need to return to. Understand? All the teachings, all the legacy, all the sunnah, the shama'il of the Uswa-i Rasul Akram is in front of us. We need to come back to that so that we could align our systems. If we look around in the world today, everywhere you go, anybody you speak to, people are talking of all the negatives in the world, whether it be locally, whether it be globally. And this is not just from crime on the streets, etc. This is up to governmental levels and what is happening from the so-called leaders and rulers of the world. So understand, we look and we see that everybody is operating on system one. Because the brain is telling you what is tangible, what is in front of you. If you have wealth and you have power and you have position and you have possessions, then this is success. You are successful. You are the, you know, the main guy. You have everything. What is tangible in front of us. But understand that the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us something else. Islam honored. It didn't matter if the people were hungry. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day comes out of the masjid after Fajr and he sees Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar standing there. And he inquires from them that, what brings you out so early in the morning? And they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is hunger. There's no food in the house. We have nothing to eat. And we haven't eaten for a while. So just this has brought us out of the house so early in the morning to see. Because we cannot just sit in the house in this hunger. And the eyes of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fills up with tears. He says, Wallahi, the same reason that has brought you out so early in the morning has brought me out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them, come, let's go. They're going towards the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari, Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. And he comes and he sees this illustrious trio coming. And he's overwhelmed that, Allah, how fortunate am I? Look what have come towards my door this morning. Such illustrious, such beautiful people have come to me, said, come, you, I invite you, you are my guest. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you are inviting us, we accept, inshallah. So he tells his children, he's overjoyed, he tells his, he says, slaughter one little animal there, and tells his wife that prepare a beautiful dish, look at who has come to our door today as guests. And he starts all the preparations, come back to his guests who are seated, and looking at the faces, he realizes that they perhaps haven't eaten for days. So he goes out and he breaks a branch from one of his date palms and brings the dates and puts it in front of them, that the meal will still be a while to prepare, and here's some dates you can eat on in the meantime. Nonetheless, when the meal is prepared and brought and laid on the dastarkhan before them, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately takes a piece of baked bread or roti, whatever it is, and he takes a few botis, a few pieces of the meat, and puts it in there, and he tells one of the youngsters, please take this to my house, because my Fatima has not eaten for days. Now we understand that the Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidatul Nisa li Ahli al-Jannah. Yes, the Sayyida, the queen, the leader of all women in Jannah, will be Fatima. But in this dunya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to send a few things, meaning my Fatima has not eaten for days. Understand, it made no difference whether you were in poverty or whether you were in affluence. Wallahi al-Azim, Islam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen and sharia and teachings brought honor. And this is what it's all about, that we want to be honored in this world, in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor us. Wallahi al-Azim, we need to come back to the system of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to come back to the teachings, the legacy of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to come back to the language of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are running helter-skelter to learn from everyone, to teach us, to make us our teachers. Wallahi al-Azim, the history of and the period of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the era, taught us lessons with 313 malnutritioned, ill-equipped sahaba. If one had shoes, one was barefoot. If one had a spear, then one had the shield. There were not enough conveyances. Yes, all on barefoot and on foot. Coming to 1,000 men who were armed to the teeth, let's put it that way, who came in full preparation with everything. Yes, yet Allah granted honor and victory to the Muslims in Badr. So understand that honor comes from Allah, and it is not on the possessions that you have. It's not on just what you have achieved and what you have earned in this dunya. And today we are seeing this. That it's everybody just wanting to, behind the power, the so-called leaders, etc. It's all a fight between ourselves on esteem and power and who I am and who's holding the position and who's in charge and who has the most. And yet we find ourselves in disgrace, we find ourselves in despair. We find ourselves being the whooping boys of the world. The Muslim Ummah is in tatters and in ruins throughout the world. We need to come back to that system. We need to come back to the legacy. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in one hadith in Tabarani that Allimu awladukum salatha khisal, teach your children three things. Number one, is حب نبيكم, to love the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two is to love his family. Number three is to read the Quran. Wallahi al-azim, you could have studied everything in the world. You could have had degrees upon degrees and masters and doctorates in everything, but you have done yourself the greatest disservice if you have not studied two things. One is the Quran Kareem, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which came through us through the mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two is the legacy, the life, the seerah of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we mentioned, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, may Allah honor him and elevate his stages, has done an excellent work. The Shama'il, let us read Shama'il Tirmidhi. Every aspect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is discussed in there, and we need to speak about this. We need to highlight, we need to encourage one another, so that the love and admiration for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in our heart. Because wallahi al-azim, it is only love and admiration that can facilitate emulation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq, and bring this ummah once again back to its glory and its maqam and its izzah that Allah has blessed it with. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَسَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.